this guy. You can find his work at 1057fmthefan.com, as well as our Facebook page, and he's on Twitter at Mike Clemens NFL, and there is Mikey on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. How are you this evening, Mike?
I'm good. I had kind of a funny experience today because I heard that you guys were going to be talking to Keith Jackson, and I just heard that promo that GM Ron Wolf is going to be on Bill's show tomorrow. And I want to tell you about a time in 2014 during OTAs and mini camp. There was this tight end that kept on running past us down the sideline. Big body guy, big hands, decent enough speed. We'd catch the football. And one time he went right past Ron, who was standing there with us at practice wearing his big, you know, summer hat and just looked great doing this. And he turned to us and he said, "Give me 10 more of that guy." You know, he was so impressed. I think because he reminded him of Keith Jackson. Do you know who the player was?
Who?
Brandon Bostic.
Whoops.
Who had the fumble on the onside kick in the
end. He was a pretty good tight end if he'd have been used properly. And he had potential, but he's not going to be known for that.
Yeah, just not on special teams.
Right.
Mike, I was told that you have a rant. Sparky said that you wanted to come on the show and go on a little rant. Is there something that's grinding your gears?
Well, 36 there is going to be upset with me because I, you know, in our little station video there, I took Seattle, and it's because I've been let down too many times. I've been let down on Packers at Detroit Lions, and forget about, you know, Mason Crosby being the guy that lets you down with five field goals missed or kicks missed, but you got Aaron Rodgers fumbling, you know, in his own territory and giving Matt Stafford the short field. And I'm disappointed in a defense that took their foot off the gas and let the Vikings get back into it. And if the Vikings had missed three field goals and cut that rookie kicker the next day, you know, the Packers would be where the Seahawks are at 4-5 this year. And there's just all kinds of these games that should have won, not to mention, you know, the tough competition they face back-to-back on the road, left coast, right coast, against the Rams and the Patriots. I will tell you, mood-wise in that locker room, that this team looked like, you know, the fire was burning and the momentum was coming, and then they threw everything but the kitchen sink at the Rams at the Coliseum, and they're playing a good game. And afterward, the frustration and the anger level, you know, the Coliseum's visitor's locker room was too small to let us in. You know, Sarah Quick from the front office said, "Is it okay with you guys? We bring the players to you." Well, okay, just as long as we get to talk to everybody. And, of course, we wanted to talk to Ty Montgomery, but when he emerged, he refused to say anything. He put on his sunglasses. He made a beeline to the bus with his, you know, pulling his suitcase behind him and would not talk to anybody. All the other guys came out and talked. A couple guys went off to the side and talked to Michael Silver, and then you got their quotes about, "We want this guy off the team. You can't trust him." All those kinds of. But that was a huge sense of frustration amongst that team. Then the general manager starts letting guys go in back-to-back weeks. And the game against New England, they came out and played hard for three quarters. But once again, and even after the Aaron Jones fumble to start the fourth quarter, it's three and outs because the quarterback's rolling around and he's not moving the football or getting Aaron Jones back on the saddle and, you know, give him a second shot or whatever. And then you've got, you know, Bashaud Breeland biting on a short route and letting Josh Gordon run free, wide open, 50-yard touchdown, and then the game is over with. And after that, I mean, they beat a team that had was missing four offensive linemen Sunday against the Miami Dolphins, and they didn't. The best drive that this team has had for me in the last month, where they looked like lightning Green Bay Packer offense, was the second drive of the third quarter Sunday night against the Dolphins. And what was the difference? Aaron was under center instead of in this pistol, where everybody could. You know, when he's in pistol, after a while, the linebackers don't care anymore because they can see if he's going to hand off, or they know he's going to stand back there for 4 seconds looking. So they focus on their coverage. They focus on their coverage. When he went under center, all of a sudden the linebackers don't know where he's going to do with the football. They don't know where he's going. Even if he's got Aaron Jones single behind him in like a, you know, a 12 or 11 personnel, they don't know where he's going. And boom, down the field they go. The 30-yard pass to Mercedes Lewis, second catch of the season, two 10-yard runs, including a touchdown run from Aaron Jones, a nice little 8-9-yard pass on a first down to MVS. You know, working the ball and going against the field and not knowing where the quarterback was going to go with the football. And what they do in the next drive? Well, went right back to the shotgun or the pistol.
What about Aaron Jones? Any concern that they abandon the run tonight?
Well, they better not. You know what? It's 50% chance of rain, winds gusting up to about 23 miles an hour, and maybe that stuff comes on in the second half. No, I you know, if you can by any chance get up on these guys. Yeah, you guys are right. You made a great point earlier in your show about how, the wins that the Seahawks have gotten are over horrible teams, Cardinals and Raiders. But they put up over 60 points in two meetings with the best team in the National Football League, the Rams.
Yep.
You know, and lots of yards. Offense is productive, and it starts with their running game. They got three running backs that have each had 100 yards or more in a game, like Carson and this Mike Davis kid.
Yep.
He had four catches the other day in L.A. out of the backfield. And then, you know, Penny, that's the future. I mean, he's fast. He's a first-round pick. So how's Green? And this is the third-best quarterback you'll face right now in Russell Wilson after where Brady's playing and Goff is playing. So you're going to play a tough quarterback. Yeah, that's where the, you know, Patton's defense is going to have to step it up.
Got a prediction for this one, Mikey?
A score?
Yeah.
I hate the damn scores, you know. maybe like a weird one, like 26-19 or something like that. I hope there aren't a lot of penalties. I hope the Packers win. I hope that Aaron finally settles down and gets some sort of a groove. There's so much that he's doing with his back to the wall. I don't know why the media spent so much this week on pumping up Devontae. And you guys had a great topic about this. Is Devontae really? Do you consider him up there with Julio and
OBJ and Antonio Brown?
Yeah, those guys. Yeah. Really, what you'd be talking about is Aaron Rodgers is out there with two rookie wide receivers. When's the last time that happened? Janis and Jared Aberderis. He's out there with two rookies.
Yep.
And
so that means that he can't be accurate?
Oh. No.
What does that mean, Mike?
Aaron Rodgers' accuracy is a whole other file, a whole other show.
That's true. That's true, Mike. That's true. That's true.
Here's what I don't understand.
That's true.
He looked great in the spring, and he was so hot in the training camp and in, you know, his one little preseason stint against the Steelers. It's like, oh, yeah, okay, he's fine. Sign the contract. I don't know what happened after the Bears game. I don't know. But there's balls he's throwing. This is why you've got Randall Cobb saying, we've lost games, but I don't know what this is.
Right.
That's Mike Clemens. Find his work at 1057FMTheFan.com, at our Facebook page, and he's on Twitter at Mike Clemens NFL, and on The Big Show every Tuesday and Thursday. Thanks, Mike. We'll talk to you again next week.
Great show today. Talk to you later.
Thank you. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval process from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our communities since 1935.